Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and via the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. Don't forget, you can also check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com and the website. And not only can you hear the show there, if you can't hear it anywhere else, because there's a live stream playing there right now, you can also communicate with us over there. There's a place to send a message to us, and it comes right to us. All right. Joining us right now from the great state of California, and I don't know what's great about it, I just had to say that, out there in the bastion of Nancy Pelosi and her minions, oh, God, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Good morning.
How do you do it? How do you do it? Everybody wants to know. All right, and it's a gorgeous 76 degrees, a little bit cloudy tonight, but not that bad. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Okay, I'm waving at him as you're going back in. Take care. There we go. Everybody's happy now. Okay, because I got a chance to come out and root and roar for you. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to start the show a little different tonight. This is something that, folks, is a looming major story. There's going to be a showdown between the Biden White House and President Donald Trump over this executive privilege claim on the documents that President Donald Trump is requesting to keep away from the public on January the 6th. Now, that, as a president, is his privilege to do that, in my opinion. And I do not believe that Joe Biden can just say, yep, we're going to release those documents for you and you're going to be able to have them. I don't think he can do that, Kyle. And I've been hearing from a lot of attorneys that are saying this is going to be a major challenge and this could wind up in the Supreme Court.
Well, that's right, Captain. That's because, of course, what would be contained within these documents would be certain things that would more than likely fall under presidential privilege, basically. They could be privileged information or other kinds of things that all presidents enjoy the ability to make these kinds of claims. So when that happens, and this kind of dispute, it looks like they will be, off to the races in terms of court challenges. Oh, and by the way, Captain, I think Richard the Marine chimed in.
Yes.
Just a little while ago, so we want to say a good morning to Richard the Marine.
Up there in Oregon.
That's right.
Now, the other thing is, if they want President Trump's communiques on January the 6th, and we know that Nancy Pelosi was up to her eyeballs in all of this, as was the DOJ, as was the FBI, then I want to see the same information from those people.
Well, that would only stand to reason, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because, again, what Americans want, what everybody wants, is a clear picture. So that's right. If what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
And we still don't know who the guys were dressed in black, in the black fatigues, inside the doorway that opened up the doors from the inside out and let the people in. Now, Antifa dresses that way. These guys had helmets on, the whole nine yards, just like Antifa did, only they were just dressed in black and nobody knows who they were. I want to know who they were.
Well, I think that's a very good question. And, of course, what we see, though, Captain, is that these kinds of questions lead to going against the established narrative. But they are excellent questions to ask.
Now, there was some really good news yesterday for Social Security recipients. They're about to get the largest cost of living adjustment that they've had in many, many years. It's going to be 5.9%, and they're going to start receiving the information about that in December. It'll go on their checks in January, so that 5.9% increase will help out a bit, but it's still not going to take care of inflation, say, to the price of gasoline is up 42% and climbing. We'll get to all that in a minute because that's back up again. But how about this one for families? Kids' shoe prices are up 11.9%.
Yes, well, everything is up, and I'm not surprised, especially about shoes. But you're right, with the 70 million people that receive Social Security, it's the biggest increase they've had since 1982. But will it keep pace with the Bidenflation that we see just running rampant? Perhaps, I don't think so.
Well, prices are also soaring for hamburgers, bacon, ribs, chicken, baby food, peanut butter. I've got a specific list here. I'll get into it possibly before the end of the before you and I part company here, but it's definitely going to be around for Chris Markowski. But the heating bills, just for the energy alone, this winter, we're supposed to have a colder than normal winter, are going to be 54% higher this winter based on the projections of where the prices are right now and where they're going.
Well, that's right. So natural gas, of course, is going to be much more expensive. And, of course, the electricity to run your heating unit and so forth, all that's going up. So look at your gas bill or your electric bill, heating bill from last time,
and put a few
percentage points.
And did you hear who the White House is blaming for the supply chain crisis?
Who's that?
Private businesses.
What a
moronic statement to make. It just goes to prove again, folks, that these jackasses up there don't have a freaking clue what's going on. They don't. Kyle and I could solve this problem. Governor DeSantis has offered to solve it. It all starts with the spending problem we've got. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We'll be right back to him in a minute. By the way, it happened to me again yesterday. Some people stopped me in my travels and asked me about Relief Factor, and I told them all about it, and I said, yep, it's a real deal. It works for me. It's been working for me for well over 6 years because it is part of my integrated health plan that I take on a regular basis twice a day. When I get up, I take it right away, and then along towards about midnight, I take it again to keep it doing what it does for me, which is reduce the inflammation in my left leg, foot, ankle, and wherever else I have a problem. And it also goes straight to the source of the pain that I have and eliminates it, period. Now, it's got these natural ingredients in it that make it 100% drug-free. Turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin, and omega-3. All stuff that's good for you and good for your body, and your body needs to have it too. So there you go. 100% drug-free. 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regulation of the key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort, and it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it started. And I'm telling you right now, if you are in pain, if you've got bursitis, rheumatism, arthritis, maybe you've got an old football injury or something like that, your knees bothering you, et cetera, et cetera. Take that stuff, and I'm telling you, it'll go to the source of the pain and start working as fast as it can get there, as fast as you can get in your system. It'll start working right away, and you'll start to feel relief. Now, the way you do that is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, the website is relieffactor.com/captain. Get the 3-week quick start, $19.95, and see if it doesn't work for you the way it's worked for tens of thousands of other people that have gotten that product. And I'm telling you, it's a savior for those of you that are out there that are having to take things like I had to take Mobic and Flexerol, which affects you in other ways. I've talked about that. This will take care of it. And by the way, Kyle, all you have to do is lose pain, right?
That's exactly right.
Yep, and this stuff will work. Okay, well, meanwhile, back at the ballpark, we have got just so much stuff to talk about right now. Now, yesterday, when you talk about the supply chain crisis and what's going on, Pete Buttigieg has got his head stuck so far up his rear end, he'll never be able to see daylight again. He has no freaking idea what he's doing. And the statement that he made yesterday was absolutely something that a first grader would have said on the playing field. Now, listen to this. Today, the administration is convening business leaders, port leaders, and union leaders to discuss the challenges at ports across the country and actions each partner can take to address the delays and congestion across the transportation supply chain. Okay, I asked you this question before. Now you know the answer. You didn't to begin with. Who runs the shipping ports and decides how fast the pace is going to be inside it?
Well, there's a union that's behind it.
And who is it?
The stevedores.
That's the ocean version of the Teamsters, I call them. The stevedores. Nothing gets done inside a port in the United States without a stevedore behind it. And if they don't want to work more than 3 feet a second or whatever it is, then that's all it's going to be. No government official is going to tell them what to do. Sorry, Charlie. That's number one. Now, and the president, Biden, that is, met with the leadership from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, the ILWU, to discuss the actions that each are taking to address those challenges in Southern California. Now, the White House also said Secretary Buttigieg and Port Envoy Porcari will continue to work with all the stakeholders to help more businesses access these expanded hours and move the rest of the supply chain towards a 24/7 operation. Okay, what else did I tell you a few minutes ago?
What was that?
About the big ports.
Well, some ports operate already
24/7. Hello. So, what in the hell is he trying to tell people that we don't already know, those of us that know about the seaports and have been there? He's trying to say something they're already doing, and it ain't working.
Well, I think the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach haven't been doing that, but it's within their contracts that they can do that. So at the very least, that's, I think, maybe what they're referencing. But overall, Captain, it seems...
You know why they're not doing it?
Why is that?
Because money was cut to the Port Authority, which is a political entity. The person that runs the Port Authority in these cities is a political appointee by the party in charge. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Did you know the people that work there are all political appointees, too, by whoever the political appointee is that runs the port? Did you know that?
Nope.
What did you think was going to happen?
Well,
what do you think is going to happen in a Democrat-controlled city that's got their head, again, stuck up their butt to where they'll never see daylight? What do you think is going to happen in a city like that?
Well, I think what the overreaching problem, though, is that, again, this crisis has gotten to a critical mass proportion.
It's been there.
And here comes Joe Biden with his team that he says has been working on this for months, and this is sort of like the best idea that they've come up with. We don't know that it's, in other words, even working 24/7, let's just say best case scenario, it's going to take months and months and months, maybe to the end of next year, to get back to, quote, normal, where ships come in and they offload and they don't really have a long delay. And so is that going to be good enough? In other words, is Joe Biden trying to fix Christmas at this point, and will it work? That remains to be seen. I don't think a lot of people have a lot of confidence in that.
You had 14 ships at the Port of Los Angeles yesterday said were going to be coming in to be offloaded. 14 ships. Okay, got it. Understand it. But what's the other thing here? 14 ships coming in. How many are sitting out there?
Oh, well, upwards of 100 or more. Yeah.
About 140.
Yeah.
And growing. And now we've got some sitting off the East Coast, too. But they'll only be unloaded at the pace of the stevedores. And there's stevedores listening to me right now, right here in the area where I'm at, because I'm sitting here where there's also a seaport, Tampa, Florida, a big one. And another one, by the way, Port Manatee. And they work, those guys work, some of them, 24-7. Depends on the vessel, depends on the cargo, depends on what's going on. They don't do it all the time. But again, all these people that work inside these offices and all that, that port is a political appointed position, and you're going to get what you're going to get.
Right. Well, again, I think they're trying to get a political win out of this.
They're
doing everything to change the trajectory right now of all the failures. But I think it was really telling, Captain, when the president talked about private industry, I'm just paraphrasing here, the idea that somehow we can't rely on them. He talked about the just-in-time delivery system that was operating pre-pandemic, and that somehow that was inherently flawed. But typically,
who brought that about? Let me ask you a question, revise your memory. Who brought in the just-in-time delivery system?
Who's that?
Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
With the border thing there. What the hell do they call that? When they allowed the Mexican trucks to come in and all that?
Right, yeah.
Whatever the hell that was, I forget it now, but that was the Bill Clinton deal. That's when just-in-time freight came in. That's when they started that measure to try to cut back on having to pay these exorbitant costs to keep things in the warehouses. They brought it right up to where the manufacturing place was going to be, and they got it right out there. And hello, Eric in Tennessee, and you're damn right I know what I'm talking about. You're damn right I know what I've been there, done that.
Right.
Jesus.
Well, but again, the president, again, kind of dissing private industry, somehow implying that, well, the government's going to have to step in, and we're going to have to provide, these solutions, and my team has been working, and we're asking for this and that.
Now, he's asking me something about the trucks. The reason they have a problem with the trucks is very simple. I'm going to try to get it in before the break. Number one, these truck drivers have to buy a permit. Either the company or the driver has to buy a permit to go in and out of the port. It costs anywhere from $100 to $150 on average in the big ports. Some of the ports it costs more. Some of the ports you can buy a daily entrance to get in and out. But they got to pay that cost. That's number one. Number two, they have to go through a complete Department of Homeland Security background check so they don't allow some terrorist in there that's going to do something stupid. And that all takes time. And until they get both of those together, you don't get into the port with a truck.
Well, exactly right. Do we know that trucks are sitting out there for 8 or 9 hours?
Not uncommon. Not uncommon. And I've known drivers that have sat there for 2 days waiting to get in because their papers weren't right.
Yeah, and they don't get paid by the hour to sit there. They evidently get paid by the load.
So therefore, of course not. So therefore, guess what? You're not going to have a bunch of people holding up their hand to go into the port unless they start doing stuff different.
Well, exactly right. But it's one thing is certain is that we are seeing this at crisis proportions. It's not going to get better too quickly.
For the people that have listened to me for the last 21 years on the radio, coming up on 22 years very shortly, for the people that have been listening to me, they know I've been talking about this over and over and over and over again until I've been blue in the freaking face, because it's not going to change because the unions run the show. Get over it. That's what's going on. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden's Wednesday was spent addressing bottlenecks when it comes to the supply chain involving the shipment of goods into the United States as it's been linked to pandemic-related problems.
We need major retailers and the freight movers who take the goods from the ships to factories and to stores to step up.
Some top shippers and retailers have already agreed to do more offloading and stocking of supplies during off-peak hours. The president also argued the nation has to start, quote, making more things in America to reduce this kind of problem. Mission accomplished for William Shatner back on the Earth after a quick trip into space earlier today. At 90, he's become the oldest man to ever go into space.
So filled with emotion about what just happened.
After emerging from that capsule, Jeff Bezos was there with an uncorked bottle of champagne for the crew. And this is USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and we're going to take it away right now. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks over at MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell and company, a patriotic American, and he deserves being helped and supported if anybody ever did all the things that he's done for this great country of ours, including 1,500 people in the state of Minnesota that work for him and keep him going. Now, you want to save some money? You want to be able to have a Christmas? You want to know where the Christmas gifts are right now? Try MyPillow.com. There's some great things there that you'll be able to save a boatload of money on, too, and you'll be able to give them to friends for Christmas, because I'm telling you, if the pillows don't catch you, the My Pillow case topper will, or the other things that he has to offer. There's so many things there, and the insanely low prices that he has. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. The promo code to get those prices is Captain. One word, Captain. That gets it, regardless of what it is. Or on the homepage, MyPillow.com, you can click on that logo link that's there that says Radio Listener Specials. When you do, you'll come to another page with at least 24 items that will save a bunch of money for you. And all I can tell you, again, promo code Captain, And if you want to call them and order it that way because you don't want to do it on the Internet, and many people don't, their phone number is 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Take advantage of it, and you can have yourself a very, very Merry Christmas and everybody around you, too, and not need to worry about whether or not there's a ship bringing in your stuff, because all his stuff's made in the U.S. of A. All right, Kyle, we're back with you. What's up?
Well, you're right about that, Captain. The shipping issue, I think, is something that the Biden administration, obviously, I think, is hitting a desperation point on. That's why the president came out and made his comments. It looks like he made them from the actual White House today, or yesterday, as the case may be, instead of the TV studio across the street. But I'll tell you this much, the fact that he didn't want to take any questions afterwards, I think, is also very telling, because they're trying to save the popularity of Biden right now. It's not going to work, I don't think.
I know why they're doing that, and I know why they're avoiding another issue. You're taking a look at the mainstream media, and you're not seeing the word Afghanistan mentioned, are you?
Nope, not at all.
Now, to hear the media tell the story of Joe Biden's polling collapse, the president has really just been beset by bad luck, vaccine skeptics, and an obstinate opposition party in Congress. That's what they're telling you. Not true. In reality, voters have been forced to confront the fact that Biden is incompetent. Exhibit A is his disgraceful abandonment of Americans in Afghanistan. We never leave anybody behind. I will repeat this for the ignoramuses out there. We don't leave anybody behind. That means the fire department. That means the police department. That means the military. When we lose somebody in a structure, we stay there till we get them the hell out, regardless of the condition of whatever the condition is. It's just the way it is.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Captain, the independents are fleeing Biden. Many Democrats are already walking away from Biden. His support is collapsing. Now, of course, we don't have a parliamentary-style government, so there's no thing where you have a no-confidence vote. But if Biden was a prime minister, we'd be having a no-confidence vote by about now.
No kidding. And this week, both Politico and the Washington Post, those are big-time liberal bastions of political power, attempted to distract from the obvious, but neither outlet even mentioned Afghanistan as a reason for the polling collapse. And it is one of the main reasons. Yet the polling data shows a sharp collapse beginning in late August. Oh, gosh. That's the same time as a withdrawal from Afghanistan when there were no other major developments arising with the pandemic, the filibuster, or any other topic the media claims to be driving Biden's low approval numbers. They can't lie their way out of this.
No, and I think he hit a tipping point. I think it occurred sometime around the time when he thought that people falling off an airplane at altitude, that was 4 or 5 days ago, quote unquote, he said. And people just saw that this guy is just not, he's not in this. He's making some kind of bizarre comment like that. And I think people are just, once they've seen the real Joe Biden in terms of what he is as president, I mean, obviously he's been around for 50 years, right, in politics, but once they saw that he wasn't going to unite the country,
yeah,
he wasn't going to do all these things, it was game over.
Yeah, and I got a question here from Allie in Austin. Allie says, is it true that Joe Biden has asked the oil companies to make up for the difference in the oil to try to get the price of oil back down? Is it true he did that after he deep-sixed everything they were doing and almost put several people out of, or several companies out of business? Yes, Allie, it's true, but it goes one deeper. You want to hear this, Kyle?
Yep.
The supply chain disruptions have forced Joe Biden to ask Walmart, UPS, and FedEx to increase their outputs.
Well, that's right. Yeah, some of the CEOs of some of these big companies like that, they were meeting with the president, we understand. By the way, energy independence, you know, we had it. Yeah, just 9 months ago.
$1.84 a gallon was the price of gasoline regular in my backyard, right where I'm sitting. I took a picture of the pump, and I still got it. One of these times I'll put it back up on Facebook for everybody to see. That was the price of gasoline at the pump the day that Biden was sworn in.
Well, that's right. Now, I don't think that foreign producers also are going to ramp up, you know.
No.
They seem like they
and how can you blame the increase in that price on anybody other than yourself and what you are doing to create that problem?
Well, right. That's exactly right. And again, you know, it's a war on the fossil fuel. It's a war on things like that.
Yeah.
But it's worked so far against our own interests.
Now, here's the other thing. Oil companies that he hurt, he's asking to save him now as inflation is setting to raise heating costs this winter by at least 54%, if not more. We're talking oil.
That's right.
Now, I will also say that if he thinks these oil companies are going to bend over backwards to help him, you know what I would do if I was an oil company executive?
What's that?
I'd say I want my pipeline back in business again. I want it being built. I want my offshore rigs all producing at 100%. I want us to go back where we were. And when you do that and the Congress agrees to go along with it, you'll get your oil.
Yeah, but what happened in the meantime is that the far left wing that now pretty much controls the party would crucify
them. Screw the far left wing. There's not, you know, everybody's afraid of these people. They are the minority. Okay? Majority rules. It's your wallet. It's their wallet, too. But then again, let's go to AOC. When AOC came in and was claiming she didn't have enough money for an apartment in Washington, D.C., she was going to have to live in her office. Her salary is $175,000 a year, number one. That's a lot more than a bartender, right?
No kidding.
Do you know what she was worth after the first 2 years in office?
What, a couple million bucks, probably?
$6 million.
Wow.
Now, you want to tell me how bad off they are?
Yeah.
And,
well,
why they go up there to do the things they're doing? What do you think she's doing?
Right. Well, but again, see, that's the thing. It's like she's joined into this club, as it were.
She's in with the lobbyists. She takes all the lobbying money, even though they complain about it, bitch about it. They take all that money that's given to them by the liberals and by the liberal things, and we wind up with the green energy policy that's killing America.
Yeah, but it's not going to kill their wealth. It's not going
to
kill their...
No, it's going to just continue to add to it.
Exactly.
And for the morons to keep electing people like that, you're going to keep getting what you're going to be getting, and those people are going to get richer and richer and richer while you get poorer and poorer.
Well, exactly right. And then they will sit in an ivory tower and tell everybody else how you need to go without.
And there's no more playing Mr. Nice Guy with these folks. You people got to wake up and realize you're at war with these people. You are at freaking war with these people. You got to fight fire with fire. They want to get mean and dirty and nasty? Fine. Get mean and dirty and nasty again and throw it right back at them. Here's a fact, Maury. I'll throw it right back at Dr. Fauci. Ready for this?
Yep.
The USA is seeing a major decline in COVID-19 cases, hospitalizations, and deaths.
That's exactly right.
The next time he opens his mouth and tells us about how bad it is, throw that at him.
Well, but again, no, it's in the interest of the Democrat Party elite to keep the COVID frightening part of it going as long as they possibly can, despite the science that we see.
Yeah, and there's another lie out there. The 3.5 infrastructure bill is going to cost the American people dearly. They're not realizing it. They're being told how great it's going to be. Take a look right now at the gas pump prices that are reaching $5 a gallon in some areas, especially out there where you're at, right? And in urban, big urban cities on the East Coast. Americans need to get involved. They need to realize you're being duped by these fools in Washington, D.C., and they happen to be on the blue side of the aisle or the Democratic side of the aisle. They've screwed you, they've blued you, they've tattooed you. Get rid of them. Wake up, America. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event. And you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You betcha we will. Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way. Check them out by going to their website, cowboylogic.us. You're going to love what you see there. All righty, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops out there across America. America's largest truck stop chain. Stop in, find out why they are. And by the way, if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, join it because you get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy, and you'll be able to use them just like dollar bills, saving you money on the food and the supplies that you get there. You'll also have an opportunity to use it for tremendous discounts and other things. All right, well, We're going to get started with a blast from the past way back in the 60s is when this song originally came out. And I've had a lot of requests for it tonight, and Kyle's going to tell you why. Here we go. The Rolling Stones. I'll tell you what, back in the 60s, that song was the song to dance to when they came out with it, Brown Sugar. And Kyle, why did I play that song?
Well, Captain, the song Brown Sugar by the Rolling Stones is, of course, been a classic for decades now. But what's happened is they have taken it out of their set list. They're actually on a tour called the No Filter Tour, but ironically, this song has been filtered out essentially because of a woke perspective on it. It even goes back to 2019 when a music producer called for it to be taken off the radio because it glorified slavery, and he went on to name a few other things. Mick Jagger has been asked about this, and he says, well, you know, this was, he may not write the same song today in the 2021, but, this is what they were writing these things back then. But I'll tell you, as they look at it, as far as I know, the Stones look at it as being a song that's actually depicting the horrors of slavery and not glorifying slavery. But for now, it's off the set list. They hope that they can bring it back at some point.
They're out of their mind.
Well, it's
absolutely out of their mind. That's the last thing on earth that anybody thought of when that song came out.
Well, that's exactly right. And it arguably...
And nobody even thought about it. So they're making up a story. Fine, have at it. But guess what? If I feel like playing it, I'm going to play it. Screw them.
Well, can you imagine calls to ban other things? Artists might say, this is art, this is what we're doing, and if you don't like it, change the channel. That's usually been the response for decades and decades and decades in the United States.
All right, well, let me get started here, otherwise we'll run out of time. Heavy rainfall from tropical cyclone Pamela. Remnants still could produce areas of flash, urban, and small stream of flooding across portions of Texas and all the way into the Ozarks. Now, below-average temperatures are likely from the north-central high plains westward to the Great Basin, while most of the average temperatures will persist across the eastern third of the country through the end of the week. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're seeing a lot of that weather move east, basically, and we still have some things to tell you about in Wyoming tonight. Looks like along the border with Idaho, south of Cody, we've got a winter weather advisory there. We've also got frost advisories around Fort Collins and Denver along the I-25 corridor. Freeze warning south of that as you head down towards the border with New Mexico. Also, we have a freeze warning in northeast Utah as well, and a freeze watch along I-70 near Grand Junction, extending on over into Utah. Also near Boise tonight, freeze warning going on there. And in Southern California, there is the Aliso fire burning north of Santa Barbara. We understand the 101 freeway is closed just north of Santa Barbara there. So if you're traveling up the 101, you're probably going to encounter the detour there.
Temperatures are really cold in South Dakota, guys and gals. They've had a hard freeze warning up there. Again, you guys headed up there from the south with that southern fuel. Long before you get there, somewhere up in the Midwest, this side of the Mississippi River, you need to make sure your fuel is right with the additives in it. Otherwise, you're going to have trouble. If you've got any water in there, this is the kind of temperatures they're having up there. It could cause your fuel to freeze right in your tank, even the heat of the tank, because of the water that it accumulates in there at the bottom. Now, you've got frost advisories as well as a hard freeze in the central part of the great state of Nebraska right now, and the northwestern corner of Kansas, a hard freeze there all the way over about halfway across Kansas on I-70 tonight. Then let's go with the rain from the Mexican border up around Eagle Pass all the way up through to include the western part of San Antonio on I-10. You've got a flood warning there, a whole area where there's a flood warning there, not very far away from I-10. And up I-35, pretty much following it all the way up through Dallas and the Metroplex and up into Oklahoma. And then it makes a right turn over into the northwestern corner of Missouri. You've got rain. You've got flood warnings and flash flood warnings all the way up through there, including not only Arkansas, northwest corner of Arkansas, southwest corner to include Joplin and Springfield, Massachusetts, and probably even Branson by the looks of it, or Massachusetts, Missouri, and probably even Branson by the looks of it. Now, we do have some fog in the lower part of Mississippi tonight, so be advised of that. And that's just north, probably going up U.S. 49. You'll probably find it up in there about 20, 30 miles north of the interstate highway. Then over in Virginia and the mountains of Maryland and the mountains of Jersey, you've got a fog advisory over there tonight and some unsettled weather condition in the eastern part along 995 over to the ocean Virginia, as well as North Carolina and down in the northeastern quadrant of Georgia tonight. Now, of course, the Pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and I got one more little item to talk about here, and that is our system that isn't a name system yet that seems to be moving away now from the Caribbean out into the ocean, which is even better because it's going away from the U.S. It's got a lot of range with it, very unsettled, but a lot of rain. It's going to be a big rainmaker. It could circle around and come back, but right now it's moving away from the U.S. and moving away from the islands. So there you go. But Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J real quick here.
All right, folks, don't forget the Trucker Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot Flying J's all across the country, and you definitely want to stop in at pilotflyingj.com. Use their location finder to find the location nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly. And when you drop in, when you drive in, don't forget to join the Drivers Club because you're going to save money. You're going to get points on the fuel that you buy, on the food that you buy, and the supplies that you buy as well. You can track your points and savings on their app. Go to pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. We're coming back right after the top of the hour, folks. We're going to let the Rolling Stones take you out. Have at it.
This is the Captain's America.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.